The Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, Boris Johnson, has thanked his country's National Health Service for saving his life. Mr. Johnson, 55, tested positive for COVID-19 on March the 27th. He self-isolated in his apartment in Downing Street, London, and continued to lead the country and its response to the coronavirus pandemic. However, his symptoms persisted and his condition took a turn for the worse. On April the 5th, he was admitted to a London hospital for tests. A day later, he was moved to the hospital's intensive care unit as his condition worsened. Downing Street said this was a precautionary move. He remained conscious and was able to breathe without needing a ventilator. Mr. Johnson said the care he received from nurses, doctors, and other carers was exemplary. He said, "I can't thank them enough. I owe them my life." He is now out of intensive care and is on a recovery ward in the hospital. Downing Street said he was making very good progress and had been doing Sudoku puzzles and watching films in his hospital bed. His biographer, Andrew Gimson, said, "Boris never used to believe in illness. He neither admitted to sickness himself. He believed he was strong enough to keep going regardless of any symptoms from which he might be suffering. His strong inclination was to overwork, not to put his feet up. In the light of his experiences, one hopes he will change his outlook."